So just to run through some of the programmes that you've been involved with, well, I mean, you mentioned earlier on before we started recording this about Blue Peter up in the Farne Islands.
Yeah.
We've also talked about the Blue Planet. What other films or people that you have worked with in your time?
I've worked with David Attenborough quite a lot.
Okay.
Yeah, my favourite. Mainly I love David Attenborough. In a training capacity.
Okay.
Right. Mm. And what happened is when he was diving, BBC used to send him to me before he went out on a dive shoot for a day.
Okay.
To sharpen up. We go in the swimming pool, we go in the classroom, that sort of thing. But, and certainly he was, one of my boyhood heroes. He's the first person I can ever remember seeing on the telly.
Mm.
But other people who I've worked with, I cannot ignore Buzz Aldrin.
Okay.
I did 8 days, 5 days, 6 days, one sort of week plus shoot with Buzz Aldrin out in the Caribbean.
And what was that? What was the actual filming in that case?
It was a Canadian television company.
Right, okay.
Who had a Brit who'd emigrated out there. And he said to them, "Oh, you want to get this bloke over from England?"
Oh, right.
Which I did do.
And that
was, I committed one of my most memorable faux pas on that shoot ever.
Okay.
First thing I had to do, we had Buzz Aldrin in a diving helmet.
Mm.
Right? And the first thing I had to do was explain to him how to use the diving helmet.
Right.
Not going to be a problem. If any man knows life support equipment, it's Buzz Aldrin.
Yes.
So I spent 35 minutes explaining, you turn this, you're in there, you flush there and all the rest of it. And he got it in one, no problem whatsoever. I sat back and I looked at him. I said, "Honestly, Buzz, it's not rocket science." And I could hear myself saying it.
Interesting.
Yeah, he looked at me and said, "Richard, it's not a problem, but it is rocket science." So Buzz was interesting.
Right.
Yeah, without a doubt. Ruby Wax was.
Oh, you worked with Ruby Wax?
Yeah, Ruby Wax was.
Oh, wow. But in a diving capacity?
Yeah. She was in a shark cage in South Africa.
Okay.
All right.
Was that out from Hans Wai, would it be? Was that Hans Wai?
Yeah.
Out to the Shark Alley.
Shark Alley, yeah. Dyer Island.
Yeah, Dyer Island. That's it, yeah.
I've done loads there.
Have you? Yeah. I've been there the once.
Yeah, I've done
loads. I'd love to go back again. Yeah.
When I'm organising the dive, night before in the hotel, once I've got to grips with what there is actually there as opposed to what we've been told is actually there.
Okay.
I do a sketch of how I want it.
What, as in?
It can be back of a beer mat, anything.
Okay.
Right? Because I find it much easier to say to the guys, "No, we've got our presenter here, camera's here." Right? As the presenter babysitter, I want you there.
Right.
There's a drop-off here. When the camera angle changes so that the presenter is going back to the drop-off, I want you over here ready to grab him.
Right.
If he goes over. I want lighting man here, but I want someone babysitting the lighting man because there's a lot of cables.
Right.
And I just found it easier. Just sit on the dive boat and say, this, right? And there's a presenter called Paul Rose. I don't know if you've ever come across
him. No, I haven't, no.
Did a series called Oceans. And I was on a boat with Paul, making a programme. And I showed him a couple of sketches that he was in.
Okay.
Oh, blimey, he's in Essex, Romford.
Oh, is he? Oh, right, okay. Yeah. Another Essex boy.
Yeah. Oh, blimey, mate. "Oh, they're handsome. Have you got any more?" I said, "I've got about 500 of them." he said, "Blimey, mate, you ought to put them into a book."
So these are all your little sketches of all the different things you've done?
I just picked 100, pretty much.
Okay. Oh, that's really neat. You sell those, do you?
Well, I haven't got any at the moment. This is something short of it.
Okay.
Because
I wouldn't mind buying one of those.
What I'll do, I'll see if I can find one, is that there might be... Because if you're doing this, you really should have that.
Yeah, I mean, would you mind if I put a couple of those sketches on as part of the article?
No.
Because I don't want to infringe any copyright, but if you're happy for me to pick out...
I'll tell you what, as this is the only copy I've got, I can lend it to you if you post it back to me and I'll try and get you a copy.
Okay, yeah. Happy to do that.
Right, yeah. Okay. Hopefully, the anecdote's quite amusing.
Well. Yeah, well, it'd be quite good to read it and pick out a couple of funny ones, and if you don't mind me doing that. So, that's really cool.
Yeah, it was on a wind farm.
Okay. Mm. So that at the top of that, there's a...
Yeah.
A propeller. Yeah. So this is quite interesting to see, you know, your creative side. You're quite almost a cartoonist these.
Yeah. I try to make them a little bit amusing, and a little bit funny, right? A, because that's who I am, but B, it makes people look at them.
Yeah, well, the thing is, it makes it, because, you know, any dive, as you well know, you know, even if it's not this, you know, do a dive plan for safety reasons. This is what we're going to do, this is how long we're going to dive for, etc. Obviously, it's a bit more detail, but to actually do it in that way, I think that's a really neat way of doing it. It gets engagement, doesn't it? Because people be like, oh, look.
Yeah.
No, that's really cool.